On this episode of ACC Nation, it's that time of the year. Regular seasons are wrapping up and conference championships played out. The sports journey will continue for some. For others, it's time to start work on next year. And for a select few, the journey of their lives begins with graduation. The Florida State softball team crossed the T's and dotted the I's with their run through the ACC championship. Seminoles captured their sixth straight ACC softball championship, shutting out North Carolina in six innings, 8-0. Courtesy of Seminoles.com, Coach Lonnie Alameda talks about the keys to success for the program.
I'm going to go back to the key word right now of culture and family. Our senior classes every year protect the culture, and they stay grounded to the values of the program. And we start playing softball, good softball, and care about each other at the biggest time of the year, and I'm so proud of that part of it. And this was a great softball game, and it was a good team. And so when you think about year in and year out winning, it's just not skills. It's about team coming together at the right time.
For Florida State, Louisville, North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Virginia Tech, the next step of the journey is the NCAA softball tournament. The arc for basketball players. Will extending the three-point line make a difference? Xavion and I shared some thoughts. So we were talking about this earlier in the week about the NCAA moving the three-point line. As we were discussing this, the Division I College Basketball Playing Rules Oversight Panel decided it's in the process of being approved, which basically means it's going to be approved. Okay, June 5th is when it comes up for vote. That for the 19 and 20 Division I basketball season, they're going to move the three-pointer back. And there's all kinds of reasons for it. Is this a good thing, what it's going to do for basketball, college basketball? Yeah. We even went into high school basketball. And and after that, we sort of went into
kids.
Basketball. Yeah, so, because you and I have a mutual experience.
Yeah.
And
traumatic experience.
A rec league ball. But some of those kids, 8, 9 years old or even younger, were hitting threes.
Yep.
And when they're hitting it at that early age, I think this is probably a good idea. Our conversation really expanded upon a little bit about what it's going to do for the game. So you had some interesting thoughts, and I thought this would be a great time to talk a little bit about that.
To start it off with, I'm definitely on board with it. If we're these are college kids, essentially, and their dream and goals are to go to the NBA, and the NBA line is all the way back there, so it would only make sense to make it as close to that as possible, because the regular three-point line as it is, I can hit that consistently if getting enough practice, and it's a long two, basically in the NBA. So it was kind of like cheating the system, and I'm surprised that most teams didn't shoot better, because you were so much closer than the international or the NBA and whatnot. It's important because if you want to keep growing and creating this basketball empire that is in the United States, like. It's kind of like the whole thing with the girls' basketball and the men's basketball. I understand some people's hands are bigger than others and vice versa, but it's all the same thing in the same sense. Like, we're trying to promote equality, so it needs to be equal all across the board for everybody. And that's what I was just looking at, because all it does is, it's, in my opinion, the people who can really shoot, you can be able to tell that they really can shoot, because they'll be pulling up at the new 22-foot line or further back, like Steph Curry range and whatnot, and you'll be able to tell, like, that guy can shoot. As opposed to now, there's people who can hit a good Lonzo Ball was able to hit 40% in college. Come to the NBA, and it's a little bit more, where it's in the low 30s and whatnot. So the 40% in college will give you the indication, oh, he can shoot the ball consistently at 40%. That's a great mark. And it comes in the NBA, and it's like, well, wait, what happened? Like, what the shot that we fell in love with, where did that go?
His last name is Ball. That's why.
Well, yeah, that too. I'm all about it. And some of the stuff, like, I see that they have reasons and stuff too. And it just changes. Like, it in a sense, it can really impact and change the game completely. Because they're talking about having the defense having to cover more court. and we think about UVA and them, this championship run they had this past season, how they were able to pack it in, and really the court shrunk in the half court settings because the 3-point line is right there. It's not, they don't have to run out to go catch the shooters, or they don't have to spread out. They can pack it in and make it really, if they come across a team that's not shooting the ball well or isn't known as shooters, they've essentially won the game because they just pack it in defensively. And you go ahead, shoot as many threes as you want. You're not making them. We'll get the rebound and transition defense to the other side, quick bucket, or slow down the pace. And we saw what happened with that. So, like I said, long-winded and all, but I'm all about the extending the 3-point line.
The idea is to make the lane more available for dribble and drive plays from the perimeter. And I think you kind of hit on it with Virginia, is that, you know, that pack line defense is going to get extended, and it's going to open the door. It will change things, I think, significantly. And by the way, as I said, this probably will take effect for the 1920 season, Division I only. Division II and Division III, that would probably be in the 2021 season. And postseason only for women, you talk about the equality side of it. I think it ought to be across the board. I think from elementary school all the way through.
Absolutely.
We should go to this. Makes a lot of sense to me. Now, here's something that I brought up, and I really didn't get a good reaction out of you one way, and I was trying to poke the bear. I think they ought to take away the 3-pointer altogether in the NBA.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, no, we don't. That's we finally have moved on from that boring brand of basketball. I would absolutely be terrified if we went back to that because it doesn't make sense to have.
You don't want it down in the 70s and 80s for the final score?
No, that's so boring. It's so slow-paced.
It wouldn't be slow-paced. It would be that you'd have to – I mean, you still have the clock, right? And you still have a certain amount of time to get your shot off. Well, it's going to spread people out more, I think. I don't know. If you took away the 3-point line – do you think that defenders in the NBA, is there such a thing anymore? I know there is. But would they? Well, I mean, are they going to be coming out? I mean, you know, stop Steph Curry now, but, you know, he'd only be making twos instead of threes, right?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, because I get it. It makes sense. But at the same time, like, it takes so much away from the game because – like, example, like Steph Curry, like a Steph Curry 3-point is like an equivalent to a Zion Williams dunk in certain moments.
Mm-hmm. I would agree
and
with that. Yeah.
You lose that if he's shooting it from out there, but it's just 2 points. Like, oh, okay, we only gained 2 points. We didn't really impact on getting into this lead or extending our lead. It's just 2 more points. So, all right, good. You can shoot it out there as far as you want. Good job, buddy. Like, but I can go do this layup, and it's the exact equivalent. It's the same thing. I can hit 2 free throws. It's the same thing.
Or move it back to the half court line.
You might as well make it a 4-point shot then.
I know. Make it 5 points. 5 points from the half court. So everybody starts taking half court shots.
Need that.
You know I'm playing here. But I see your point. I see. The comparison between, you know, Zion dunking and the excitement that goes with that and Steph Curry hitting a three.
Yeah,
you would take something away from the game if you eliminated three from the NBA. It was a thought, you know, fleeting, but, you know, I thought I'd throw it out there. Like I said, I wanted to poke the bear a little bit. And you're not a very easy bear to poke. You know, I can poke and not, you know, someday I'm going to lose an arm out of that. I just know.
Highly unlikely, but yeah.
Well, the committee chair of that is looking at this had the following quote: "Freedom of movement in the game remains important, and we feel this will open up the game. We believe this will remove some of the congestion on the way to the basket." Can't disagree. So
no, not at all.
So yeah, this is probably a good idea. We'll see how it works out in the coming season. And before you roll on to whatever else you're doing here, you recently moved into a new house and you had a housewarming, I guess. The impact of afterwards kind of...
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm definitely feeling it. Not as young as you used to be, not at all. I'd be able to go out all night, come home 4 o'clock in the morning, take a power nap, what felt like, and be up at 8 o'clock and hit the ground running with the next day. Nope, I slowly got out of bed. Everything hurt. Had to chug some water just to get some sense of relief, and it's just been a struggle ever since. And we still gotta. Got to celebrate Mother's Day with all the moms and stuff in my life, so I got to figure that out too.
There you go. I'm just telling you, for you and everybody else, everybody ought to have Pedialyte in the refrigerator. Especially if you have kids.
Oh yeah.
But for adults who like to indulge a little bit, and you know, have to, you know, if you're not having the hair of the dog the next day. Pedialyte's a great way to get back on your feet. Just saying. Take that from the voice of experience. All right, man. I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk to us about NCAA Men's Basketball Rules Committee changes to the three-point line. Should be intriguing season coming up.
Oh, yeah, I look forward to it. I expect we're going to see some 30, 40-point games come out from some of these players because they're going to be chucking it more often now, I think, trying to impress some NBA scouts at their shooting range. So. Should be interesting, to say the least.
As the end neared, even a drenching rain rolling off the Blue Ridge Mountains couldn't hold off Virginia Tech and Florida State from winning the ACC Outdoor Track and Field Championships. For the Hokie men, it's their fourth title. The women of Florida State made it their fifth. Virginia Tech rallied from a 17-point final day deficit and slipped by in-state rival Virginia, who finished second. Final score 123-117. Seminoles were dominant in their performance, finishing with 134 points, well ahead of second place, Miami. This week, the ACC men head out to the NCAA Golf Regionals. ACC women's golf begin play in the championships on Friday the 17th. Quarterfinal action in NCAA lacrosse. On the men's side, Virginia faces Maryland, and Notre Dame takes on Duke. Both games are on Thursday. In women's lacrosse, North Carolina faces Virginia. Syracuse takes on Northwestern, and Boston College battles it out with Princeton. NCAA tennis quarterfinals. For the men, North Carolina versus Ohio State, and Virginia faces Wake Forest. On the women's side, Duke against South Carolina, and North Carolina takes on UCLA. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ACC Nation. Homepage accnation.net. Until next time, I'm Jim Quist. Cheers.